live from the 4th annual frozen turkey roll on the south lawn of the White House. It's Shenanigans.
I'm not pardoning anything this year.
Can I pardon myself?
Was Les Nessman involved in that at all?
No, no, that was the drop. And that was live turkeys. It wasn't frozen turkeys.
So help me God, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was the funniest thing on TV. It still is now.
I watch it every once in a while just because it is that funny.
Crying. I was crying watching that. Especially, I mean, I remember when it first came out and I was watching it. Absolutely hysterical.
All I can remember is it was a Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap and...
Bailey.
Bailey in the studio.
The only reason I remember that is because somebody just reposted the clip. It's the last 5 minutes of the episode, and it just ties it all together so beautifully.
It is a wonderful thing.
I hadn't seen it in years, so it happens to be fresh in my head.
Oh, the humanity. He's totally recreating the Hindenburg disaster.
Do people know what we're talking about right now, you think? Everybody should know what we're talking about, right? WKRP.
Well, baby, if you've ever wondered... Sorry.
You got to keep going.
Wondered whatever became of me.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati.
Exactly.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Woo!
Got kind of tired of packing
and unpacking.
Town to town.
Up and down the...
Voila. Get low. Dial.
I was listening with my truck. I got serious... radio for like 3 months or whatever.
You were listening to the show tunes and TV.
No, I was listening to Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock?
Yacht Rock.
Yacht Rock is great.
I was taking my son to a
summer
hike,
breeze,
and they played that song.
Are you kidding?
No. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Just jamming out to some WKRP theme song.
Fuck you at Yacht Rock.
Listen, Kenny Loggins.
We've covered that already.
Yeah.
Where do you get
That's
off?
Yacht Rock.
Listening to Yacht Rock.
You listen to Yacht Rock.
What is Yacht Rock then? Because I don't listen to Yacht Rock.
You did.
Summer Breeze.
Yeah. Make me feel fine.
I was a victim of Yacht Rock.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know better because it was the first thing after being raised on Barry Manilow and Peter, Paul, and Mary.
What's wrong with Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow sucks when that's all you get.
My cousin got kicked out of a Barry Manilow party.
Was it a Barry Manilow party?
It's more like a Barry Manilow cult.
Like his house. She was at a Barry Manilow's house at a party with my two cousins and one of their girlfriends. So they were hanging. This is in L.A. or wherever they were at the time. And when they got in the house, they were just talking and just kind of carrying on. And all of a sudden, the one girl said to my cousin's friend said, "Oh, my God, I never realized Barry Manilow was gay."
Really?
And then moments later, they got a tap on their shoulder inviting them to leave the premises.
Oh, no shit.
So that was their Barry Manilow party.
Yeah, we all kind of knew.
Yeah, I think everybody knew.
Barry Manilow was a huge jingle writer. I was just looking to make sure he didn't write the WKRP in Cincinnati theme, but he wrote...
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese.
And I am stuck on Band-Aids.
Because Band-Aids stuck on
That's
me.
That's Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Damn. No wonder you're so loaded.
Yeah.
That's what she said?
That's what he said.
He said. So close. Us.
No, WKRP in Cincinnati. The end song, the rock and roll theme they play at the end credits. You know what the lyrics are to that? Nothing.
That's
He's
it.
Mumbling the whole thing. There are no actual words said.
It's like Yellow Ledbetter.
No, that has real lyrics, but he changes them all the time. And he mumbles everything. But that song was originally written...
Like Joe Cocker at Woodstock.
They had the tune, and they said, we'll write the lyrics later. They got the guy that was doing the recording to say... they said to him, just make up lyrics and noises to the beat, and we'll fill in real lyrics later, but we want to lay down the music. And so that's what he did, and then they never came back and wrote the lyrics, and they just went, all right, that's the theme song.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Cross enough.
The closing theme was a different song with more of a hard rock sound and largely unintelligible lyrics.
And now we know the reason why. How did you find that out?
I know a guy.
Why do I know
my
anything?
My mother's brother's first cousin's college roommate.
What does that make us?
Nothing.
I was just thinking.
I actually used that question. I don't remember it off the top of my head. I have it in writing and I copy and paste it. Anytime somebody comes to me, one of my employees is like, hey, I got locked out of this system. Can you reset my password for me? We don't really have security questions, so I hit them with that every time. It's awesome. They're like, ah, I get it now. Can I have my password now, please?
I bet you're a gem to work for.
Oh, you know I am. I marvel at work for.
I'm bringing in my laptop next week so you can see it, my vintage
Windows 93 machine.
Yeah, it's pretty much something like that. I think it might be 95
comes in a suitcase
or 98.
With the 3 1/4 inch floppy?
Yeah.
Heard that about you.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it in. Sometimes it's stiff.
He's going to whip it out and show you.
Either way, it's still 3.5. I'm enjoying a beverage tonight. This is my first time having a beverage on air with you guys.
As well you should.
It's kind of nice.
It makes it easier.
It does. You guys are mildly tolerable once I'm drinking this.
It's anesthetizing, yeah. You guys are way funnier after 5 or 6 of these. Incomprehensible, but still.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm still easing my way into all of this stuff, you know.
Are we giving off like a rapey vibe? You don't want to lose control of yourself?
Well, you never know. You guys got shaggy beards over here.
Alan, you're safe, bud.
All right, I feel better. I'm going to do a shot, I think, too, then, in a minute.
Well, now. As nope. I take a swig of my coffee.
No Bills game this week. They didn't lose. Not on a heartbreaking last play of the game.
They came close. Yeah.
Wait, you didn't introduce everybody.
Didn't I?
Circle back.
Okay. This week we have Walden.
Allegedly.
Rich.
Hello.
Alan.
Hello.
I'm Craig. Oh, nah.
He already opened his beer.
Welcome to Shenanigans.
Hi, everybody.
What's up, fuckers? The hell are we talking about?
I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Yacht Rock. Fuck you.
It's summer. There's no better music.
Yacht Rock.
Than 70s soft rock.
Fuck you.
When you're chilling.
Everybody likes that stuff when you're out there relaxing. Summer it's good breeze. For all. Yeah, it's good for all.
Seals and Croft, right?
Yeah.
So is Captain and Tennille big on Yacht Rock?
I don't recall any Captain and Tennille on Yacht Rock, to be honest with you.
I'm going
to
say, yeah.
John Denver?
One.
That seems like a huge oversight to me.
It does seem like a huge oversight.
There's a captain in there.
It's a notable thing.
He wore a goddamn captain's hat every goddamn show.
And see, I remember hearing Captain and Tennille's song when I listened.
He's only riding the dinghy and he still had his captain hat on.
The only Captain and Tennille song I know is Love Will Keep Us Together, and that's not very yacht rocky.
No, it's not.
Real so I'm still not clear on the theme. What defines it as
soft
yacht rock?
The 70s.
People with yachts listen to that, and they just kind of sit out without going on the water.
So Rod Stewart's asking if you think he's sexy.
There you go. That's pretty odd.
That's my ringtone.
So are we getting into like Christopher Cross territory?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Most definitely. I hate it more now.
Well, you even knew his name, so come on.
Again, I was a victim of.
Hey. Can't even do it.
What about Triumph? Is a lot of Triumph?
No.
No.
Not a lot of yachts too in Canada. They're icebreakers.
Mostly barges.
Tugboats.
Hey. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
That just sank. That was the anniversary of 50th, it sinking.
Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep. Not rock. Yacht rock. Fuck you.
So Gordon Lightfoot?
Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah.
Sure. Gordon Lightfoot's amazing. I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
That's
Toto.
A win.
Toto's always on there.
Toto, yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
No.
I don't think I would know an Engelbert Humperdinck song.
Oh, you
heard
know
it.
An Engelbert Humperdinck.
Maybe.
How about Meatloaf's 2 out of 3 ain't bad?
I don't think I ever heard Meatloaf on there, but yeah. I think it would qualify.
I used to sing that song to my girlfriend in New York all the time. She used to hate me. I'd be like, baby, I want you and I need you, but there ain't no way I'm ever going to love you. Now, don't be sad.
Don't be sad.
You're an asshole.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Sorry.
For Kathy, that's my girl, Kathy. She was a good girl. I screwed that one up. Loaded. Her family
spell it with
loaded.
A K or a C.
See,
you fucked it up, bud.
Yeah,
it was a K. Fuck her.
Her father owned, her mother owned an art gallery in Manhattan. Her father owned like 5 or 6 Ethan Allen interiors throughout like Manhattan and Long Island.
Wow.
And her stepfather, you know the Woody that's in like the station wagon that's in Superman. You know how when Superman, the original Superman, is in there.
Yes.
That's her father's, her stepfather's car. He loaned it to Richard Donner because they were friends. So he loaned it to him to use for the movie.
Hmm.
I'd be at their house and like Jerry Lauren would be there and, you know, Ralph Lauren's brother. So, I mean, they were, I just felt like a dummy because I worked at Foot Locker, you know, and they're talking about all this high end, you know, stuff, political events. They're like, so, Alan, what sneakers selling hot nowadays? Oh, the Air Jordan's always pretty good, you know.
So Ralph Lauren's son married Lauren Bush. So her name is Lauren Lauren.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm.
You didn't know that, huh?
I have nothing to contribute to that.
I used to hang out with Ralph Lauren's nephew, Greg Lauren, and he married one of the girls from Saved by the Bell. The taller girl, she did that striptease.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yeah, so he's married to her. Oh, so that was Greg Lauren. I used to go, I mean, we'd all hang out, go have drinks, go see his one-man show. He'd come and see me do stand-up.
I'm trying to remember Sylvester Stallone's brother's name. Frank.
Frank.
Was Frank Stallone there?
I knew everybody. Howard Cosell was in the house. I used to see him. I met him. I told you that before.
That's how those two Japanese guys in the Cannonball Run learned how to speak.
No,
it was in Better Off Dead. Yeah, it was Better Off Dead. I bought Better Off Dead at the Walmart the other day. It was in the bargain bin. It was $2.
Wow. No shit.
That's even better than the bargains
not
that they have
$1.99.
No, it was $2, and I said I gotta buy it.
You've got to hit your newspaper boy with that.
Yeah. He hasn't broken any garage windows though.
Keep talking.
Most of the time, he just forgets to deliver it to my house. 3 Sundays in a row, no newspaper.
You sure don't have a little local newspaper thief? We used to have that. Where he'd come out and he'd go there at like 3:30 in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and see the neighbor grabbing the paper.
Mm. Typically, you hear it hit the door because they don't come in from the car. So I haven't heard it the last 3 weeks.
Cancel.
You got to get one of those video doorbells so that you can catch them.
Those ring things?
Mm-hmm.
No, because once you see the ring.
You only have a week, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Then the doors talk to you, too. It's really weird. I had to ring a doorbell. One of those ring doorbells to pick up my daughter Josephine from her friend's house. And there were no parents home but because they were in transit from their jobs. So there was just a 10-minute layover when it was just the kids there.
Oh, yeah. That's what they call it, is a layover.
And so I ring the doorbell. The kids come to the door, and then I hear, where the hell did that come from? Hello? I'm looking. I had no idea that the doorbell could talk. He's probably going, what is this idiot doing? I'm looking all around. I look around the corner of the porch. Like, who's talking?
Are you a god?
God, is that you? It's me.
Remember that confession I gave you when I was 12? Forget about it.
It cleared up on its own.
A little special shampoo. We're good.
I definitely like the ladies. You can loop that, too.
I can loop those together.
Yeah, that would be better.
It would be. So since you failed to make it here on time for last week's show, Richard.
What the fuck? You got to keep bringing up old shit.
That was a week ago, man. Let it go.
This week, you get to lead the stories.
If you insist. So apparently, Bigfoot has been found.
What?
So apparently,
oh,
Bigfoot
no,
has been okay. found.
Tell us more. Quieter.
Officer.
Louder. Slightly louder.
I thought we could do like one of those ASMR things.
Oh, no. No.
His feet are smaller than what originally thought.
They're just meh foot.
Officers with the Scotts Valley Police Department were able to track down the elusive Bigfoot statue that had been stolen from the Bigfoot Discovery Museum in Felton. In other news, there's a Bigfoot Discovery Museum.
There's nothing in it.
There's nothing in it. You walk in, it's just an empty warehouse. Go find him.
Couple trees.
You're cold. You're cold. You're cold.
Fuck it. That's the article.
You're still cold.
that's funny. Shit.
Speaking of Mysteries of the Pacific Northwest, do you guys see that there is a show coming out Saturday about D.B. Cooper 50 years later?
Yeah, they think they found him.
We'll see what happens.
They've been saying that. They've been saying that for years. There's no DNA evidence to go with. That would be definitive, but it's not like he left a blood trail or anything.
Well, didn't they find, like, cash?
They found some cash. They found some. Not the total amount, but some. And then in the movie Without a Paddle, they found the rest of it.
If you say so.
You remember watching that movie?
No, there is a bunch of different theories about several different people. But in one case, the guy died, and when they were cleaning out his apartment, they found money stuffed in the walls. And
that happens.
Right. Exactly. And it was for a smaller amount, so it might be that. It might be just his
didn't trust
savings.
Banks.
Yeah, didn't trust banks, exactly.
Did the D.B. Cooper money, the money that they gave him, was it, did they have the serial numbers recorded so they know whether it is or not?
You'll have to watch the History Channel.
It's on HBO, so I have to figure out whose password I can steal. I use.
I mean, whose house I can go to watch it on their device.
And also, who will set up their device for me so I can just press play.
So, in other news, if you'll recall, Walden and I grew up, obviously, together. And I've regaled you the story of how I used to wake him up by throwing pennies at him.
Yes.
His ass pennies.
That's a different story.
That one hit my lip.
It was a fresh one, too.
Oh.
Well, apparently, I'm not the only person to find annoying ways to wake up people. Driver in Hampshire repeatedly shouted, "Wakey, wakey," from his car in the early hours.
I would have swore this said Gasport when I first opened it. I go,
resulting in many complaints about the man shouting at the top, and his passengers shouting at the top of their voices. A red Nissan Navara. What the hell is that?
Must be an English type of vehicle.
Yeah,
okay.
They call different models different names in different countries. So this is like a
Pathfinder
Frontier.
Oh, Frontier.
Small pickup truck.
Oh, okay. Good to know. And red? What is this red they speak of?
The first letter in Roy G. Biv.
It's true. The driver was also seen turning his lights on and off and shouting, "You can't call the police because you can't see us."
Okay, we've all probably used that excuse at some point. We're going to hide from the cops by turning our headlights off.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that in daylight.
The police force said how wrong he was. One of the local residents who runs the local cafe told the news that at 1:40 GMT, whatever the fuck that means, on Tuesday or Wednesday, this is firsthand.
Well, it's 1:40 in the morning, so.
Well, there.
Right.
It's way earlier here.
Right.
This is like.
It's Wednesday there, Tuesday here.
I'm not doing the math. Oh, is that where the confusion is? Is which side of the international dateline they were on when they heard it? It's converting to European scales.
They're in England. It depends on which side of the prime meridian they're on. Isn't that where the Greenwich Mean Time is on the prime meridian?
Oh, is that what the GMT is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either that or it's some kind of Canadian tax.
So is that in Canadian dollars?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, she heard somebody on a megaphone shouting, "Wakey, wakey." She said they did it twice and went up and down the road. This is big news. Big news in England.
In Gosport.
In Gosport. It just sounds like you're saying Gasport with an accent.
Gosport. Going channel. Oh, yeah.
Regina.
Oh, jeez.
Sound like Fargo.
Officers eventually caught up with the 21-year-old driver from Fareham and issued him a warning.
A stern warning.
Stop that. Silly.
Don't be silly. The warning means the driver's car can be seized if he gives residents further unwelcome wake-up calls in the next 12 months.
Or doesn't change the oil.
It's just the engine being seized.
Was he inebriated at all?
It doesn't say.
He's in England. Of course he's inebriated.
Yeah.
But it's legal inebriated. There. Just yelling the wakey-wakey is the problem. That's the- I'm going to have to issue you a citation because you didn't finish it with eggs and bakey. Or hands off sneaky. My name is Earl, right? Right?
Great show.
That's correct. That was one of the best shows ever on television.
I thought it was fantastic.
Ever. Like, if anything was ever going to redeem Jason Lee, that show was it.
Mm-hmm.
Redeem him from what?
Being Jason Lee.
Wasn't he Brody?
He was. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, the ass pretzel guy.
Yes. He was a mediocre skateboarder who became an actor.
A mediocre actor. He was a better skateboarder, actually.
Just act like you can skateboard. You suck at both of them. There you go.
Fucking poser.
Classic word. I haven't heard that in a long time. Poser.
Oh, if you listen to Yacht Rock, it's all on there all the time.
I actually spelled out poser the way it's supposed to be spelled out, and my wife goes, what the hell is that saying? I said, that's poser. She goes, no, P-O-S-E-R is poser. I go, no, no.
Is it E-U-R?
E-U-R.
The Canadian spelling.
No, no, that's the real spelling.
If you whip a U in there unnecessarily, that's the Canadian spelling.
Labor.
How about vacuum?
Well, that already has two U's. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Well,
the problem with the French is they don't have a word for poser. Sorry. That's a callback.
Da burger.
From last week.
God, it seems like just hours ago.
You know, seems like just yesterday.
No, it does. Definitely seems like from today.
Yeah, you're right.
Just earlier than now.
But that can't be right.
When is this?
This is now.
Stop that. You're being silly.
Go past this.
In fact, never show it again. What's going on?
His hands are in the air. He's exasperated.
Like he doesn't care or he does care?
Oh, I care.
Can you say that into the microphone?
Oh, I care.
There you go.
I'm just looking at my fantasy football scores from last week. Don't mind me.
And how'd you do? Hey, you win some, you lose some.
I'm up 5 points.
In the game that was being played last week at this time.
Right.
How's that going?
I'm up 100.16 to 96.56.
Ooh.
And there's 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Last week.
Right.
Who's playing? Just kidding. I don't give a fuck.
The Bears.
This is devolving into a fucking wacky morning show.
Sorry.
It's not just you.
It smells good.
We're all contributing to it.
Hey, everybody.
Morning.
Like that.
I just gave Craig the shivers.
I think he pissed himself. He's cold. He's tired. Look at this guy.
It was a piss shiver. He's just sitting there.
What's going on? Long weekend for you or something? What's going on?
It has been a long weekend. It's been a little crazy. And it doesn't get any easier this upcoming weekend. Because theater's back. We have our tickets for Saturday.
For 10 minutes.
Yes.
For where?
Lockport Historic Palace Theater.
Ah, what are they doing over there?
A walk down Broadway.
Ooh, I should go to that.
So you're going to Buffalo?
No. I see what you're saying, but no.
There's no Broadway in Lockport.
On Broadway.
It's a long walk to Broadway, to take a long walk down Broadway.
So you get to listen to like a mixture of songs from Broadway shows.
I think so.
On purpose.
Uh-huh.
And pay for that privilege.
Yes.
How do you guys get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice, practice, practice.
There it is.
You have to pay for tickets for this. And meanwhile, Walden gets Yacht Rock in his car for like nothing.
Not anymore. $5 a month if I want to know.
That's robbery.
Yeah, but you're only paying for Stern. The Yacht Rock comes along
for free. Oh, my God. You listen to Stern?
I didn't. I used to really like Howard Stern.
I did, too. And then he got stale. He started going to therapy and... It was all.
He married the hot chick, so I mean that was kind of the end of it. Like he wasn't hitting on.
Now I watched an interview he did. It was an hour and 20 minutes long with Hillary Clinton, and he was totally hitting on her the entire time. When I was like, "Oh,
that's disgusting! That's fucking gross."
Was this in the '80s?
It was from November of 2019 or December of 2019.
Nope.
There was never a yes. No.
Before she got all suicide-y, murdery.
Which
maybe.
Is it?
Maybe. Maybe.
Now
we know too much.
No, we don't know anything. We know nothing. We know nothing. Let me repeat that. Nothing.
By we, I meant Alan.
I did not kill myself. I did not.
Oh, God.
one's about to get suicided.
Now you have to repeat after me. I feel happy.
I feel pretty.
No, that's not what I said.
I feel happy.
I do not want to go on the cart.
I do not want to go onto the cart.
I'd like to go for a walk.
That when we play this back later at your funeral, we can start a conspiracy theory.
There you go. Do it.
We need some evidence to go on.
This will all be swept off of this podcast. This whole episode will be gone.
We'll get a dupe before they...
Yeah. You better make a dupe.
Sorry, they're noise-canceling headphones. I'm trying to see if they work.
Well, I can still hear you, so they don't.
It's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
I missed that commercial. I should do that one.
Oh, the wall?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Olderly. Facebook works without actually calling Facebook. Freaking hilarious.
Okay, I never seen it.
Believe it was for an insurance company.
Oh, I have no idea.
It was.
Who will remain nameless?
Reptilian.
Oh, okay.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm telling you, you're leading the stories today.
I was leading the story. I did the one.
You did two. Now you're doing the next one. You're doing the Howie story.
You should be rolling with it.
You see me rolling.
Yeah, I couldn't decide on which fake headline to use. That's too fucking good. Oh, you went with that one. Okay.
Yeah.
We talk about robots quite a bit. Disney is working on robots that are like cutting edge annoying.
It's Disney, so it's going
to
be annoying.
Right. Do you want a robot that would give the Terminator a run for its money to stare into your soul? Would you like to sit in front of a humanoid contraption that will make eye contact with you by responding to where your gaze is going?
This is not the brick doll banger type of robot.
There's nothing here about banging the robot.
But it's not off the table.
On this one picture, it might be off the table. Do you want to look into the eyes of a creepy droid that'll make you wonder, is this robot going to kill me one day or fuck me one day? I added that part.
Or kill me by fucking me.
Disney's changed.
Disney research, along with robotics researchers from the University of Illinois, because they don't have anything better to do, worked together on a skinless humanoid robot that has lifelike eyes, because that'd make it that much creepier. The robot has a sensor in its chest area, which is covered by a white shirt that tells it if a person is sitting in the front. That's the way it's worded. I didn't write that.
In the front.
In the front. The robot can blink, mimic breathing, and maintain eye contact with you.
I don't like people that I know maintaining eye contact with me. So you're going to let a fake do
We don't have to worry about Walden making eye contact with you. He's pretending to like sports.
He should already know the score. It happened last week. Don't spoil the surprise for all of us.
Huh? Whether it was last week or whether it's happening right now, he's not there.
Where?
At the sports thing.
Sports.
What? Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Sports.
He's catching on. Sports.
This is where we need the virtual reality. That way we can be there at the sporting thing. Even though we can't leave the house again.
Don't get the Oculus. It's a terrible idea.
I have no idea.
There's commercials on for it now.
Oh.
It's owned by
Facebook. I never even tried a virtual reality thing, so. Yeah,
it's owned by
Facebook. I'm waiting for the whole holodeck thing to come first.
You guys use big words.
Holodeck is not a big word.
An Oculus?
Oculus, yes.
That's another one?
It's a VR headset that is owned by Facebook. And they're going to make you sign up for Facebook if you don't already have Facebook to use your Oculus. So basically everything you're doing in there, they'll be able to monitor.
Hmm.
Whereas you can get just regular VR goggles that are good. I don't know the difference, honestly. But don't get an Oculus.
But those are the things you put your phone into, those types of ones? Or
no, this
that's
one's
different?
Independent.
Okay.
You don't use your phone. They have those that you use your phone.
Why do you always look like you're hula hooping when you got your VR goggles on?
That's side to side.
Nickel dime, quarter dollar. Nickel dime, quarter dollar. Buck and a half. Nobody will know what that means.
I was hoping for clarification.
It's when you're learning how to make love. You put a nickel on one hip, a dime on one hip, a quarter on your back, and then a dollar on your belly button. So when you're with a girl, you're going to go nickel, dime, quarter, dollar, nickel, dime, quarter, dollar. And then next thing you know, she starts screaming, buck and a half, buck and a half. So that's joke's a little longer than that, but that's the gist of it.
If it was any longer, you couldn't tell it.
Yeah. I just like punchlines. Tonto Kowalski.
He's got punchline Tourette's.
Just shouting them out.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Either throwing out punchlines and waiting for people to laugh. Oh, just help me find my keys and we'll drive out of here.
I don't get it.
My uncle. That's because you don't already know the setup to the joke. Anyway.
Well, that's the point of a joke, isn't it?
Now, uncle.
Ever listen to Howie tell a joke?
No.
He's still telling it. He's still telling it. We've all left. We haven't seen him in months, but he's not done.
Could we do this joke for Howie? Little Jewish kid goes up to his grandfather and says, Grandpa, can I get $100? Grandfather says, $60. What do you need $30 for?
Oh, my God.
That was the short version.
That one's for you, Howie.
So our buddy George, he was super uptight about Howie and him being Jewish. And I asked in our chat, we always had this Google chat going on. I go, Howie, if I'm playing Wheel of Fortune in Israel, can I buy a vowel? Because Hebrew has no vowels. They have marks above the letters to determine what the vowel would be. And George was like, oh my God, you can't, you're going to offend him. You can't say that.
he was very uptight about the Judaist.
Funny.
You're going to listen to some of the old shows.
I will.
Anyway, it's Thanksgiving this week, and Whole Foods and Progressive have teamed up to offer Thanksgiving turkey insurance. Protect your family and your turkey this holiday. Whole Foods grocery chain has teamed up with Progressive Insurance Company in what may be the strangest combination that will appear this Thanksgiving, barring your aunt bringing her seafoam salad this year. Have you had the Jell-O molds that have the cottage cheese and the little tiny
the
oranges?
Food cocktail,
yeah,
stuff.
Years ago, still make that?
No, that's a years ago thing, which I thought was delicious back then.
Really?
I like the gelatin molds with the fruit cocktail in it.
You don't want any dessert? Not that dessert.
That was good, and then cool whip.
Cool whip.
That was on there many moons ago.
So the pair, Progressive and Whole Foods, came together to roll out the first ever Thanksgiving turkey protection plan, which will protect you and your loved ones from eating a bad meal. Fa ra 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 ra.
It's smiling at me.
Or at least an overcooked, undercooked, burnt, or dry turkey, according to Whole Foods' website.
So when you touch it with the knife in it, it collapses.
Yeah.
You have to send them a piece of the skin to prove that it's burnt in order to... Is there a deductible with this?
That's what I'm just looking for right now. If the claim is approved, Whole Foods will send the customer a $35 gift card. It doesn't say what it costs, though.
You have to purchase a turkey from Whole Foods.
Okay.
And I think it's a couple bucks. I don't think it's more than that for the insurance. So for $1 or $2.
It's basically a warranty on the turkey.
Okay.
It's a warranty on the cook.
Well, yeah, what if you forget to pull the bag with the innards out and you cook it with the bag of innards in it?
And that plastic will melt and...
Technically, it's still edible. It's not plastic. It's
paper.
Linen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, linen.
Or a paper. Yep. Sometimes.
So that doesn't count?
No.
I can't file a claim for that.
Turkey neck, too. My grandmother used to love that. We used to have, my mother would always throw it out, but when my grandmother around, she had to make it and cook it. And my grandmother would be at the end of the table, yep, just sucking on a turkey neck.
Our dad always wanted it shredded up in the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I feed it to the dog now.
It's funny.
She loved me.
You don't like all the...
The gizzards and the heart and all the organs?
No, yeah, my dad used to fry the kidneys and shit.
Yeah.
No.
We used to fry it or chop it up and, you know, put it right in the dressing, but... No, like if you can, if I would go through, and every year it's the same thing. When I make it at my house, I would go through and put it in like the dressing and hide it. But when my mother does it, it's just a done deal. She gets it and throws it right out and that's it.
Liver, yes or no? Regular liver.
Yeah.
You like liver?
I do. I do liver and onions. Not often, maybe once a year. But I told you the one time I had one of my chefs come in, or I was off for the week, and all of a sudden he came in and told me that he sold a bunch of veal parmesan. On a weekend that I wasn't there, he's like, dude, I sold like 12 veal parmesan. And I said, man, I don't have veal in the house. What do you mean you sold veal parmesan? So He went through and he breaded liver.
Purple veal.
Yeah. He breaded liver and then just put some sauce and some cheese on it. It was getting like $18 a smash or whatever for this stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm like, hey, good for you. You know? I mean, so next time read the box though.
You know? How did people like it?
They loved it. You know what? I mean, there's so much breading on there, and then our sauce is delicious. Then you put on, I mean, there was enough cheese on there. Yeah. I mean,
right.
Where are you going?
But all the sauce and cheese, you get rid of that dryness, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it always seems like liver is super dry.
But it wouldn't be when it's breaded. I mean, if you're cooking in a regular pan, yeah, it dries right up. But as soon as you go through, egg it, flour, you know, flour it, egg it, bread it, and do it, it just keeps all the moisture in there.
You can bread and fry pretty much anything.
Yeah. And I got news for you. I mean, I actually tried it because there was some liver left. I had to try it now because I'm thinking, well, I'm curious now. But being the conscious person that I am.
You hear things and you get curious about them, so you try them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Well, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah, so we duped the public at large. Basically what I'm getting at.
Was this recently?
No, this had to be 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. You didn't statute of limitations,
did you?
No, I mean, at that point in time, it's too late. What are you going to do? They had a great meal. What are you going to tell me, by the way?
That was a $1.50 liver that you had.
Yeah.
We can't give liver away.
They probably found like $1 million afterwards thinking of eating that delicious, all the vitamins that are in that piece of meat.
Jethro, you're not going to believe what we had at that place over there on the road.
They gave us some of that.
Yonder. We had it yonder.
Well, if it's that good, throw it on the menu. See what happens.
Liver parmesan.
Yeah.
And chicken gizzard salad.
Well, when you put it that way with a twang.
He doggy.
Roadkill Grill.
I'd be down with that, though. Roadkill place.
Really?
When I drove to Florida, actually Georgia with a buddy of mine, because he was from Georgia, and he had, what were the Trans Ams? The Smoking the Bandit Trans Ams. Like a 77, 78?
Yeah.
Because that's what he had. He had it with a 6.6 liter engine in it, and we just cruised down to Georgia. But I took every state we went to, part of my photographs were roadkill. So when we got in a new state, I used to take photographs of. He's like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you, man? You're a nutcase. Every time we got a new state, I had to take a new picture or something. So a lot of possums and then raccoons mostly.
You want to have a roadkill restaurant?
I think that would be nice.
This steak tastes like skunk's ass. Funny you mention that.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
That's the marinade.
That'd be a great restaurant. We'll get that guy with the red, with the blonde curly hair that goes all around road. What is it? Diners, Drive-Ins? He can come in.
Oh, Guy Fieri?
Guy. We'll get Fieri. Guy to come out and try it.
Fieri.
Pull up in his hot little sports car.
Maybe where you eat. Guy Fieri was here not recently, but he has been in Western New York because they did Grover's on Transit.
They did Grover's. They did Pizza Junction.
I haven't been to Grover's yet, ever. Every time I've wanted to go, it's been so packed there, I didn't want to wait in line.
Yeah, you got
to
go sometime when it's real slow because less than standing room only.
I found it very clicky in there when you go in there because there are so many regulars that they know everybody. So if you're an outsider.
Like going to Groff's.
You can, pretty much. But Groff's doesn't really have food. They have their snacky stuff. But this place, you put your name on a chalkboard. And then all of a sudden, you can be waiting, and all of a sudden, somebody goes, hey, how you doing? Hey, you got your table right over here. How are you? So they just kind of walk in and get their spots. But they do have, I mean, their burgers obviously are delicious. But the one thing they have is a turkey club sandwich. But it's not that deli meat turkey. It's actually whole turkey, which is nice. So they do have a great sandwich like that. So a lot of people just use the deli. You know the deli crap on Sara Lee's stuff and all that crap.
We buy the good fresh slice stuff.
Yeah, so that's good. Nice whole turkey just chopped up. It's nice. So they do have good food. But yeah, go at off peak so you can actually sit down and enjoy.
I used to work next door to it. So they opened at 11.
You were a regular.
No, I worked at that office for 3 years. I think I ordered it twice.
Wow.
When my boss said, hey, we're buying you lunch. All right, we're getting Grover.
We called up from our office and we wanted to order like 12 burgers for everybody on our team. Yeah, we're going to put an order in and we're going to pick it up at noon. And they're like, nah, we're not doing takeout orders.
Yeah, they're very.
I was like, well, you guys, you do takeout orders. We've ordered takeout from you before. Yeah, but that's too many. We're not going to do that. We got to take care of our regular guests. So
yeah, I'm
like,
okay. They don't get too worried about.
No.
You know. I prefer the place across the street that closes for the winter.
So what is it, Rocks?
Oh, Potlers?
Potlers, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the ice cream joint.
Yep, I like that place.
Fried bologna.
Did you go there more often?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Did they have a fried bologna steak, or was it a bunch of slices?
No, it was a thick cut. bologna steak.
I used to do that. I would put on my menu board, you know, a 6-ounce center cut filet of bologna. And people, oh, that sounds delicious. Sauteed.
Six ounces is a lot of bologna.
It is. It is. I mean, it's a thick piece.
It's like 2 or 3 hot dogs.
My chest hurts. That's a lot of asshole to eat. One sitting. Oh, God damn it. Pig's asshole. Should have been more specific. Fuck.
I guess I'll just have to top it later. So you forget about that one.
Write it down.
Loop it.
I'll remember that.
I like it. Always
say that. We haven't gotten any of the loops that we talked about in the last couple of months, for the record. That one's a keeper, though.
You're an asshole.
Does that mean you're going to eat it? God damn it.
I'm checking out. You guys are on your fucking own. I ain't saying shit the rest of the time.
Now we know you're Walden. That's why you're Walden, right? Let the record show he's got the microphone turned around now. He's refusing to talk to us.
He's talking to the butt end of it.
I'm eating this. Yeah. Loop it together, bitch.
Urban Dictionary says, ooh, what's tossing salad?
I prefer syrup. Man, I'm just digging myself a deeper hole every time I open my mouth. And I said, open my mouth.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, my God. That vein in Craig's forehead is about to burst. You gonna make it, bud?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
What's happening in Canada?
We gotta go to New Orleans first.
Too soon.
Not by much.
Speaking of creepy robots, a Florida man has developed a robot that inserts and removes contact lenses for someone. Not me, but someone.
I wouldn't need that because I can't put contact lenses in.
Oh, I would unplug this thing in a second. There's no fucking way. I'm not putting contacts in my own eyes. I'm not letting a robot do it either.
Yeah, I've tried. It takes me a half hour to put in one contact lens to try and get it in, and then another 20 minutes for it to get like perfect where it's supposed to be in my eye. So, yeah, I just stopped using them. I can't do it.
I cannot stand the thought of touching my own eye on a daily basis.
And I see people with double finger just going through, popping them in. It amazes me that people can actually do
I've
that.
I've seen people pick one up they dropped off the floor and pop it in.
Ugh.
That's Rich. Horrible.
5-second rule.
You can touch your eye all day. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's how you get the rhinoviruses up into your system and get sick.
Ah, fuck. You're going to get pink eye now.
That's all right.
From Scott Baio.
I got it from Scott Baio. Me.
Remember, that episode is also the one with the rectal probe.
Where this big satellite dish comes out. Hysterical.
I like to sing about the moon and the June and the spring. Like to sing.
That's the first episode, isn't it?
That is.
So, because that's where the he yells at his mom that the cat's acting like a dildo.
I know a certain kitty that's sleeping with mommy tonight.
What?
Anyway, that's it for that article. Fuck that shit.
Abruptly stopping that article. No more.
What else is there to say about it? This guy invented a robot that'll jab things in your eye. I don't find that handy.
Yeah, it only takes one time to get that one confused with the robot that takes out your girlfriend's tampons. It's just life is over at that point.
Careful when you're using the bidet. Don't push the red button. Oh, that's awful. And in other bad ideas, a former Amazon engineer who worked on Alexa has unveiled his latest pet project, literally pet project, an app that translates your cat's meow. Apparently, your cat doesn't like you.
Meow.
Translation, die. Translation, die.
There's the one that's feed me, then die.
Yeah, right. Die so you can feed me.
The Alexa's eyes turn red. Javier Sanchez, that's a real name, is now a project manager with Bellevue-based tech company Arkvelon and has developed MewTalk, an app that reportedly translates your cat is or translates what your cat is vocalizing.
Wouldn't it be Meow Talk?
What did I say?
Mew.
Mew.
Yeah.
Me.
Mew.
Oh, see, you're doing it in a different dialect than I see. Right. You're doing it in the correct dialect.
Sorry. It's my accent.
Where I come from, we say Mew. And where is my penis?
Why are you out? It's after curfew.
Oh, shit. Sorry. It's looking for my penis.
It's a good throwback to last week's episode.
You're welcome.
Or whenever that was.
2 weeks. 2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
I feel like we talk about my penis every week.
Well, you do. Put it away. Everyone. He's lying. That was a lie. This week's visual jokes for podcasting.
Oh, they can hear that.
Walden is pretending he has a huge dog that's been stolen.
That's it. I'm not doing that voice anymore. I'm going to tell everybody about my small penis.
Oh, God damn it!
We could have a whole episode of the best of.
The best of Walden's loops.
I really shouldn't have been talking this whole time.
For the record, I didn't tell anyone about your small penis.
It gives whole new meaning to I can't find it.
Fuckers.
We're going to skip ahead here a little bit.
Go to the end. Go past this part. In fact, never loop this again.
Hundreds of swingers have descended upon New Orleans to swap intimate partners and potentially exchange viral loads, coming just in time as city officials loosened restrictions and allowed for more tourism under Phase 3.3 guidelines.
What the fuck even is that?
I have no idea. That's like quite what New York had. We have four phases where the fourth phase, everything will be open, unless...
We're in phase 4.17.
Right, exactly. The four-day Naughty and Nolens convention is taking place amid a surge in COVID-19 infections nationwide that is prompting more restrictions in communities across the country. But the city moved into its latest phase of reopening on Wednesday, which allows for larger indoor gatherings as well as some indoor bar service. Naughty and Nolens kicked off at NOPSI Hotel, NOPSI, on Tuesday with a rousing entertainment package that included a pizza and a blowjob bag stuffing party.
That's no way to talk about your girlfriend either.
And a meet and greet. Right. A meet and greet in the lobby hosted by a duo known as the Kinky Couple, who are also co-captains of a clothing optional cruise. Other events will continue throughout the weekend at various venues downtown, including rooftop pool parties, matchmaking events, an erotic ball, and seminars on flogging.
A what?
Seminars on flogging.
Ooh.
You like that part?
No, I'm confused. What? That's a bad thing, isn't it?
It is.
What did I do?
Some people like it. Sorry. Everybody's different.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Opt out.
The gathering in the Central Business District comes after months of work from civic leaders and health officials to control the virus, even as they publicly encourage tourists to return to New Orleans.
They should be having a masks-only party.
There you go. They're promoting safe sex amongst the attendees, and they will be sporting wristbands to signify whether or not they have already had COVID-19 or have recently tested negative. So that's in addition to the other negative tests they have to bring with them.
Right. Here's my entire dossier.
This Q-tip goes in a different place.
They decided to fight fire with fire, one virus after another.
It's not the same Q-tip, is it?
This is not a controlled burn.
It's like when they stick the swab up her nose, they say, "Now, This
That's not my gag. Nose.
This might gag a little bit. And she says, it won't.
So, yeah, if you're a swinger, head to New Orleans, apparently.
Do you have to be as a couple when you get there, or can you just...
You could be a couple or a creeper.
All right. I'm one of those.
The problem is the creepers outnumber the women. They're like 10 to 1, so... You've really got to.
That's
jockey.
A different type of party.
Yeah, I got to bring my A game.
Is it though? Is it a different kind of party?
Not really.
It seems like it's the right kind of party.
Maybe.
If some people are into flogging, some people are into, you know, being outnumbered, as okay. it were. I think COVID is the least of your worries of what you're going to pick up in New Orleans.
That's what I think.
All right. So pick one of these Germany Watch articles, so we can move on to Canada Watch.
You mean pick one to do first?
No, pick one to do. What the hell is that?
Do you get paid for that? Can we put advertising on there so you can start generating money?
We could.
Yeah.
The only thing that I know political advertising.
No political advertising?
None. Nope.
Okay.
Vote Quimby.
What?
Vote Quimby.
You okay?
Vote Quimby.
Vote Quimby?
Yeah.
No, vote Bacon in 2022 against Governor Cuomo.
Good luck, buddy.
I will be your campaign manager.
I'm running against him, man. We're going forward.
Should change your last name to Pataki. Let's see what happens.
We're going to make McMurray look like a nice guy.
We can call you Jorge Pataki so you can get the Spanish vote.
I'm going to have to learn Spanish.
No.
So.
That's beautiful.
See?
It translates. So in Germany Watch this week, the German federal government on Saturday released an online video praising an unexpected hero in the country's fight against the coronavirus, the couch potato. The ad entitled hashtag special heroes.
We're superheroes? Somewhat.
That's right. Together against Corona is a 1.35 minute video. That's weirdly specific. And calls on people in Germany to follow the honorable example of the modest couch potato citizen. A Twitter user has even posted an English translated version of the ad, which we won't be playing. The scene begins with an elderly man recalling his, quote, service to the nation back in the day when he was a budding young student in the winter of 2020, when the whole country's eyes were on us. I had just turned 22. The scene then switches to the narrator as a young man, accompanied by dramatic music. An invisible danger threatened everything we believed in. And they're going back and forth about how what we're living today was, you know, heroic. We did nothing, absolutely nothing, being as lazy as raccoons, he says in a serious tone. Days and nights we stayed on our asses at home and fought against the spread of coronavirus.
He starts pounding on the table.
Pretending it's his dog.
He suffered a bruised hand as his only injury from his war on coronavirus from striking the table.
And vitamin E deficiency. The hero was seen draped over his sofa with a takeout pizza. Our couch was the front line and our patience was our weapon. And of course, it's in German, so there's a lot of spitting and yelling. That's the gist of it. So thank you for your service, guys.
Sure, no problem.
About time I got recognized.
What is happening in Canada this week, Rich?
Same thing. Oh. Yeah, I can't decide which of these to do. I'll just do both. You didn't tell me not to.
Canada Watch.
Your listening pleasure is Canada Watch.
Smell like pine trees in moose piss.
Canada Watch. Your furry hat matches your furry underpants. It's a design flaw or you need a trim?
Canada Watch.
Do you smell like beaver dams and old toes?
Canada Watch.
Your uncle looks suspiciously like an elk.
Canada Watch.
Sure does get lonely up there in the Yukon.
Canada Watch.
We have the polar bears and the milk in the bag, y'all. Canada Watch.
Hey, Gord. We still like you, though.
Canada Watch.
So, we've talked about pilots skywriting and drawing genitals in the sky. You haven't been here for that, Alan. We've talked about it probably three times over the course of a couple of years now. Well, a Prince Edward Island property owner has taken to manscaping at a whole new level. He cut part of an overgrown soybean field into the shape of a 243-meter, whatever that means, penis, now captured on Google Maps in all its glory. He said it started as an innocent crop circle about 18 months ago.
And grew.
Then I made a longer cut so I could drive down toward the end of the thing, and then it started to take shape, and someone said, why don't you just make it into a giant Johnson? So I said, who the fuck are you? Why are you standing on my property?
Encouraging me to drop penises on the ground.
No, I'm sorry. He said, why not? Challenge accepted. And away I went. He bought the land in 2009 and has since been a family jewel. I should really read these all the way through. That's classic.
That's funny.
It is zoned for residential, but he said he's not sure he has the tolerance to go through the red tape of developing it. He said the image is partly a statement of protest, more against the federal government, which is why he pointed it west towards Ottawa.
You started talking too soon. I was going to say, it'll develop over time.
Stand back. See? Just the punchline. The government doesn't seem to have much of a plan beyond 4 years in the next election. That's my feeling anyway. They'll say or do anything to get reelected. He said he kept the artwork from his wife until about a year after he did it. So she hasn't heard or seen or thought much about it. I don't think she'd like to be associated. Now that the field has been exposed, he might have to turn it into something more useful. He said, now that it's on Google Maps, I could probably trim it to look more like a runway. Maybe somebody will land there in an emergency.
Very civic-minded.
Also in Canada this week, British Columbia driver was trying to milk a little extra performance out of his Cadillac. He was fined $109 by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police for failing to properly display a front plate. There was a plate, just not the right kind. According to the North Vancouver RCMP's Twitter feed, an officer spotted the odd-looking plates on the front of the vehicle. On closer inspection, they discovered it to be a paper photocopy of the plate taped onto the car's lower grille. The driver's reason for mounting this mod, he said, to improve the car's performance. Social media scribbled over the plate number so as not to oust the DIYer. But it's clear that the vehicle was a Cadillac, likely a 2009 CTS-V, which boasts 640 horsepower V8, and runs nearly $100,000 in Canadian dollar.
2008. What year was it?
2019.
I thought you said 2009. Yeah, it's an expensive car.
Not in Canadian, though. If we pay a lot less, that's nearly like $100.
Something like that, yeah.
And what sort of performance boost would you draw from pasted paper plates in place of the Canadian-issued metal ones, exactly? Theoretically, some, both for a reduction in aerodynamic drag and the loss of weight, but very, very little. Definitely not worth $109. Some Twitter commenters thought the police should have better things to do than brag about a traffic fine, while others brought up the fact that Alberta doesn't even use front plates. Fine, but if Alberta jumped off a bridge, would you?
Alberta, get your ass back up here!
And that's what's happening in Canada this week.
Do you have a website of the week for us?
Likely. What'd you guys think about last week's after I gave you that?
I never looked at it again.
I thought it was genius. I loved that whole Windows 93 thing.
It doesn't have the staying power as the polka dot game.
Well, let's see if I can do better this week. Or not. Fuck you guys. All right. So in the past, we've done this person does not exist. We've done this foot does not exist.
It's not AOC's foot.
It's not AOC's foot. Therefore, it's not real.
Fake foot.
So this one is this meme does not exist. You guys know what memes are, okay? So you'll see a picture and you'll recognize that people reuse the picture over and over and put their own personal message on there. It's a familiar image that we all recognize, and then they manipulate it for their own purpose, right? So this website uses artificial intelligence to generate memes based on
this meme does not exist. Dot what?
It's that's not the URL.
Okay,
I'm explaining it for because you guys are going to pull up and start clicking and ignore me. So this uses the same type of artificial intelligence as the other. This person does not exist. This foot does not exist. But it uses it to generate artificial memes based on like what type of typical usage it gets by humans. So it's averaging us out. The web address is imgflip.com/AI-meme.
Again.
You care. You don't even have a fucking computer.
I'm going to remember it.
Freeballing it the whole time.
What the ever-loving fuck? Does it take like my search thing? Because one of the last things I searched is what the subject is here.
That's coincidence.
Really?
Yeah.
As far as I know.
That's what they want you to think.
Andrew Jackson is the subject here, and I was just looking up presidents, and I was specifically looking at Andrew Jackson.
You were looking up presidents? Really? Uh-huh. Who'd have thought? Who'd have fucking thought?
You know, if I were you, I would do a four-year project.
Let me dispel your fantasy here. There is no Abe Lincoln porn. Not with the real Abe Lincoln.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, there is, but you qualified it.
There's probably porn that was made in the Lincoln bedroom.
That would be different. That I can't qualify.
I don't know if you'll ever find it.
That's what I was looking for.
You know he's got the direct link to the webcam, though.
And Walden was right. There was never a point you ever wanted to fuck Hillary.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill.
Don't have to kill them. They're going to kill themselves.
I'm not saying it. All right, so
I can tell you with certainty that when it comes to Hillary, I did not have sex with that woman.
Good job.
So a classic and well-known meme is the most interesting man in the world, right? From the beer commercials?
Yes.
So that's one of the memes. And when I clicked on that one, it generated a picture of the world's most interesting man or the most interesting man in the world. Which of those is, I don't remember. And it's captioned, I don't always fart, but when I do, I don't remember what I want.
I don't understand that.
Exactly. It's computer generated. It's the type of thing that someone might say based on the fact that people talk about farts. But when I do, I don't remember what I want. They're just putting
things together. There's a simple reason behind all this. Are you ready? Fucking millennials.
Millennials. I like the black lady meme that's always looking for stuff. Do you know the one that's kind of, that's me trying to find that page after my Facebook refreshes and it shows her looking down? That one makes me laugh.
I don't remember that one.
The cat and the blonde, I didn't really, that was always, that didn't do it for me.
I actually banned that one. This is on here though. Okay, so it's from a reality show and then the cat's from a different thing, I guess. But yeah, the woman pointing and screaming at the cat in the picture next to her. So that's the one I generated. And the woman is saying, me when the teacher says that there is a post on the floor. And the cat is saying, me and the boys.
I just went to that one and hit the refresh on it. And the girl is saying, it's not that hard to swallow.
What did the cat say?
It's okay, I am the stupidest person ever.
See, that almost makes sense. Some of these are not too far off. And also, people are stupid, so it's actually doing a better job than a lot of people would. But it at least gets the context that people are using these memes in. Okay, so Yoda makes a good meme because he always reverses his grammar, letter, words around and stuff. So, oh, this one nailed it. The Force is strong with this one. It's just a picture of Yoda saying that. That's classic. That's dead on.
There's the cat one again. You said you were going to the store, and the cat said, I am at the store. I said I was at the store.
Do black lady looking for something.
I'm trying to find that one. I'm not.
Here, see, there's a list of them, and it's just the thumbnail of the picture that is the background of the meme. You guys know Doge, that fuzzy little dog. I don't know what kind of dog it's supposed to be, but that one is always random shit. So you can just generate that all day if you like that meme. And it will just keep making stuff that you like. Okay, so the picture of the dude walking with his girlfriend who turns around and watches the girl in the red dress walk past behind him. He's labeled me. His girlfriend is labeled The hookers are the same, and the woman in the red dress is labeled Facebook Project is the best. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
None.
But it's got the context that people would use it in.
It's got Lumberg.
Mark's safe from sharing the sink of the staff meeting today.
That's actually a good one. So when you get a good one, you can hit save meme, and it'll save it there for people to go through later.
Mark's safe from Walden at the party today. So it's imgflip.com/AI-meme.
That's correct. Very good.
That's our website for this week. And that's a show for this week. Thank you for listening to Shenanigans. For Rich, Walden, Alan, I'm Craig. Thanks. Good night.